right, everybody. It's time for another episode of the
Adulia Podcast.
Boom. And this week, Lou and I went on kind of just a random crazy rant about the fitness industry. What we talked about was some of the things that we see that we don't necessarily like as coaches, things for you to watch out for if you're going to a gym looking for a coach, things to just keep an eye on when you're doing that. We also just went on another rant of, you know, book knowledge versus application and where to meet those two in the middle. If you're a coach, great episode to listen to. You're going to get some laughs out of it because Lou does his thing, gets me cracking up. Me and him just go back and forth on things. If you're somebody who's looking for a coach, this is going to be a great episode for you because it's going to give you a little bit of insight into how coaches like me and Lou do things and what we see other coaches doing in the fitness industry that you necessarily don't agree with. And it might not be the best for your results. So make sure you tune in, stick around, have some fun with us, and get your ear loving this week. Before we hop into it, let me give a shout out to our sponsors. Thank you, Third Layer Skate Park and Skate Shop. We love you guys. Can't wait to come skate soon. Got Monte Coso skateboards. I'm still skating that same deck that I've been talking about. Still has no cracks, no chips. So go check them out if you want some sturdy ass boards. Last but not least, the people who keep me awake in the morning, the people who keep me going in the morning, the thing that puts joy in my tummy, Batch Roasting Co. Thank you for the amazing coffee that you all produce, and thank you for just being amazing humans. If you want to check out any of these amazing companies, make sure you check out the show notes below, along with anything else we mention in today's episode. Now, real quick, a little shameless plug. Me and Lou did open up some new coaching options through XSF. So beforehand, we had our online price point, and then we had our coaching package, essentially, where it was the monthly price point where you book out your sessions. Well, now we also have group sessions. You can do a two-person group, or you can do 3 to 5 people. And then we also have a session package. So we have obviously a one-off session, we have a 4-off session, 8-session, and 12-session packs. So if you want to check any of that out, make sure you check out the link below and go check out our coaching options now. All right, y'all. That's it. Hope you all enjoy.
Where I have a division of like hating on things like Peloton and stuff, hating on people in the gym doing silly movements. But then I'm like, well, Lou, you're going to hate on them if they're getting fat and lazy. You're going to hate on them if they're gym. What is wrong with you, bro? You just want to hate on people?
There's I'm like, no winning.
Yeah, I'm like, I guess I just kind of did want to hate on them. You know what I mean? But like in this sense, like, all right, so cool. It's getting people to move, right? Mm-hmm. Where I get, and I guess it's a community thing. You know, I don't know. I'm just so against the whole like Richard Simmons-esque way to work out. Like, all right, guys, everyone follow me. Like, I just, you know, so like I look at Peloton and I just start judging heavy. But at the same time, I'm understanding that it's getting a lot of people to move and they're doing little cute things. And like, you know, you're doing bicep curls while you're pedaling, like, cool, you know?
Yeah.
And at least it's getting people to move. I don't know. Just, I get crazy because it's like you could literally do so much less than all that stuff and get so many more lasting and better results and form even more habits, I think, honestly. But because you're going to form that habit of getting on that bike and doing that shit. I don't know. I just feel like when a lot more other people are involved in you while you're showing up, that gives you more opportunity to stop showing up, you know?
Yeah,
that's the way I look at it.
I feel like it's just hard because we're on a totally different end of the spectrum. And I think it's hard to forget that because we're so engulfed in this side of the world that like if you step outside of it, you soon realize that like it's not a, like a lot of people just don't think about the other things. And sometimes I think with like the group stuff and with the Peloton thing, it depends on like, what is their goal? Like if they're happy with like how their body looks, but they just want to do something, get their body moving because they haven't been moving much. And that's the thing that gets them there, then fucking hoo-yah, you know, keep doing that shit. Yeah. But if your body, if you want to make changes, if you want to get stronger, if you want a body composition, body recomp, whatever you want to call it, then yeah, I would suggest looking at other modalities as in resistance training and stuff. But like I said, I think it's just hard because we see that and we know like, hey, you probably could do less on that bike, a couple days of lifting and still, if not be at the same level of like cardiovascular fitness, if probably better, right? But that's for us to look at and just kind of hold inside and just be that, like, all right, well, at least people are doing it. Because you got to think too, like, hey, bro, those people are making bread. One, Peloton's making bread. Two, they're bringing a bunch of people into this shit. Like,
all right, but then this is where I go, right?
And like, yep.
Are you a Peloton instructor knowing
this?
Like, no, I mean like, hey, I know I'm helping people move, but I don't know the guy across the screen specifically. I don't know what they need. Like, I know that it's helping them. All right, guys, we're going to do an EMOM. Hope you don't hate me. Like, all right, guys, we're going to do a, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't really do them. I just make fun of what I see on the internet. But like, you know, like, so that I think like, so as a coach, quote unquote, Peloton employee, whatever they consider themselves, and not just Peloton, anyone, any and all that do this, yeah, like, how do you
bunch of different things
go about it? Like, yo, I don't know the guy, girl, across the screen. I'm just going to put a whole crazy workout together. And if they're doing it, they're doing it. And like, I just, as a person myself, couldn't do, I'd be like, no, I don't know. I just look at it like, so again, I'm judging and all that, whatever, but it's like, you know, you're strict, like you'd have to, if it's me, I'm thinking, cause, you know, I'm not in any other people's heads. I'd have to be like, all right, cool. I just have to come to terms with the fact of, hey, I'm not going to be able to help people to the way I personally, like to their individual needs through an assessment, but I'll get them to be moving. And hopefully that might get them to enjoy this enough to go into a gym, but it also might fill them up with this idea that they know exactly what's going on. They got it going on. And it's really maybe fucking them up down in the long run because they're not fixing the way their body moves and they get injured, you know, and then they're not doing anything, but they had a real good 2 months on Peloton. I don't know. This just popped in my head because I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw a Peloton thing and then I just started thinking. I just went nuts.
Honestly, I think that just comes from showing who you are as a coach, you know? Like, I mean, we were literally just having this conversation the other day and we can get into this more about, you know, when we were creating those session packages for our business, you know, instead of just having that online or that monthly fee and stuff, you know, we're opening up some session packages and me and you were going over like, hey, what do we offer? What do we do? This and that. And, you know, it came down at the end of it, like, what are we really here to do? And we discussed that we're here to help people. And the way we're going to help people is getting to know the most we can about them, whether they're doing one session a week or two sessions a week and making sure that, you know, they're still doing the work necessary outside of the times they have to meet us. You know, making sure they still have their programming and all that, you know, all that stuff that we talked about. And I think that comes all the way around to the
Cafe Bustelo, bro. That was coffee I found. I sit there for a second. I'm sorry to cut you off. You saw that face.
Before
I was like, shit, I don't have any more coffee. What am I going to do? And then I opened like the fridge. It's like the little piece in the back that I've been saving, like Cafe Bustelo for like when times are tough. And boy, did I make it strong.
Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm awake now, baby.
Oh, man.
I think that it does all comes around to what you're just saying. You know, you as a coach. And this is the hard part because it's like, we can just get into talking shit if we really wanted to.
Exactly. And that's what I'm trying to avoid. That's the hard part. Because at least they're moving. And
exactly. Yeah. And that's the point I wanted to make was they're moving. Even if the coach doesn't have like the thoughts you have in their head, right? Which who knows if they do or not.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if we ran Peloton, we'd have like a whole vetting process in that screen that fucking ran people through assessments, and you'd have like certain Peloton rides for that assessment. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, which honestly though might stop people from joining. So I also do get it. Like, it's just an easy barrier to entry. You buy the fucking thing. You got the apps. No one cares. Just hop on. you know?
Yeah. And that's like from the business side of it, right? So it's like, it's a weird thing because, I mean, like I said, we just had an in-deep conversation about this when it comes to business and coaching and all that stuff. And it's a muddy place, man. I think it's just, at least people are moving.
Exactly. Yeah. Thing.
Like, it's better than, you know, nothing. Looking at it and just being like, nope. Yeah. And yeah. So, I mean, hey, to each his own.
And you know what? Fitness is young too. You know?
It is, dude.
So like the evolution of it, at least in the mainstream, because fitness is not young in the world. People been working out forever.
Dude, I was just talking about this with one of the coaches at the gym I work at now. He's really into, you know, kettlebell training, mace training, fucking Indian clubs, and all that stuff.
That's cool. Was he in there, like, on it and all that too?
Yeah, he took that crazy kettlebell course, bro. That from like Navy SEALs and I forgot.
Or the one Strong First from Pavlo Dotsleen.
I think that might have been it. Yeah, that's one of the big ones. They put you through like a crazy workout at the end of it and stuff, and like it sounds dope though. But you know, me and him were talking about that same thing. How literally back in the day, that's what people used to do: pick up big ass stones, have these big weird looking maces. If you look back in history, like that's one of the first like weight implements was like not a mace, but like a club type of thing, or a mace.
And maces were for like to get better at swinging swords and shit. Same thing, like when you swing a baseball bat, you put donuts at the bottom, and then you swing it without the donuts; it's lighter.
Yeah.
Kettlebells came from drunk Russians on the docks, just trying to challenge each other from trying to see if they could lift them up because they were what would hold the boat. You know, you'd anchor the boat to the kettlebell.
Back to, and you were saying like how it's like it's still new in the mainstream. Like that goes back to, you know, how you were saying like
Richard Simmons,
you as a coach, like that's because you're the 1% of the people who like have been doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you've been like, there's not that many. Yeah, there's not that. If you think about the grand scheme of it, you know what I'm saying?
Like no,
were lifting fucking stones and swinging maces back then were the same thing. Then you had the spectators who came and watched them, but they didn't fucking go home and do that shit.
Facts.
Hell no. They were fucking doing their thing. So, yeah, it is, like you're saying, it is very, very young. And I think there's a lot of evolution to come around it. And that's why people like us are here, man.
Yeah.
You know, people like us, companies like Prescript to create coaches like us and all these other things.
And
you know,
extreme strength and fitness. I think you're going to say.
Damn.
Companies like Prescript. Like, I love Prescript.
Well, that's why I said us first, bro. Us first. Hey, XSF podcast is extreme training.
Prescript's
so
education.
Us first.
XSF is training. Yes. That's the
difference. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like I said Prescript because I'm not out here teaching other coaches and stuff like they are. But hey.
You know you could though. Like when you actually go talk to other people. Like I'm about to go into Hicksville, New York Sports Club, and offer the manager to let me teach his, because you watch these trainers and like your heart must mean well, but bro, and I get it. Cause like when I first started training, I thought I knew the world, you know, I thought I knew it all. I read a fucking book you can't tell me nothing. And I get it. I was that person. And I hate to see it. Cause it's like, dude, you don't know anything. And I know. Cause I was you, you know, and you could teach these kids. Like once you learn, you can go into like, if you just have a NASM seat or I go through that. They give you great information, but if you have just the CPT, you just passed your test, me and you could charge to teach them after the shit we learned because it's like, you now know
we've also applied this shit for a couple, like for years.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like it's like you just bought a skateboard and you're able to kick on it. Like you're able to ride it, but you can't do any tricks yet. That's my equivalent of just getting a CPT.
That's a good fucking fact, actually. Like somebody who picks up a board. I fucking love you just made that, though. Just like, boom, blew up in my head because it's a good point. Like, you do see that in the skate industry of, like, people who see the money you can make in skate lessons. Like, Third Layer, they're up and doing it, right? Mm. Shout out to our sponsor. Like, they're running the game when it comes to skate lessons. And you see, like, other people who see that, right? But Third Layer has me. They have Jonathan Reese. They have literal, like, amateur pro skaters as instructors, right? Or people who've been in the game skating for 10 plus years and they show for it.
And the owner's a skater too.
Yeah.
He's not someone that said, hey, I just want to make money. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Emrod. Fucking shout out to Emrod, man. He is the man. He is a skater to the day he dies. And I love it. Because you know it's dope too. He started playing he was playing football and everything all the way through college. Or like all the way up to college.
I can see it because he's a big dude. When I met him, I was like, "Beast on the field, skating, bro."
Yeah, he was a beast on the field. He was telling me about it and stuff. But yeah, so like with that, you see, you know, people who, like you said, pick up a skateboard and they can start to ride, right? You can cruise some ramps and stuff, and then all of a sudden, it's like, I'm gonna start teaching people how to skate. And it's like, yeah, that's great. You can get people like onto a skateboard. But what about all the other things that come with it, just like this exercise shit, right? Like, yeah, you can get your CPT, but what happens when that person is a human being and they don't match?
And everything you just read,
it's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
What do I do? Same thing with skating. You learn to ride regular and you just started, right? And then all of a sudden somebody comes to you for a lesson and they ride goofy. And you're like, fuck, what do I do? Like,
you're probably going to be the one to try to force them to ride regular.
Exactly.
You know?
Boom. You're not going to be able to pick up. You're not going to be able to say all the little nuances. Like, hey, what foot do you kick a football with? Or what foot do you kick a soccer ball with? Oh, your right foot? Well, let's try switching that around and getting you to get your left foot on the board and pushing with your right foot instead of having the right foot planted, pushing with your left, and then rotating over, doing that Mongo put. All those things, bro. It comes back to
that. You know what it is, too? Like, it's the same equivalent too as like that trainer who's like trying to force their client to do something that they really are just not jiving with, their movement's not well, and they're hurting themselves. Like, let's say it's a, just because to me this is one of the easiest ones. It's like a dumbbell RDL or barbell RDL, right? And a young trainer's trying to get their client to do it, and the client's like, yo, my back hurts. Ah, you're doing it wrong. You're not confident, or any excuse other than, all right, let's walk it back. And put you in a position that's not hurt, putting too much stress on that lower back, because you obviously don't have the internal stability to place that force elsewhere. So it's going through your lower back. And you could be that trainer that's going to not say any of that, just not keep going. And then you got a hurt client. It's their fault because they're weak or whatever, because they can't do it, but you can.
And like you said, you just talked about like how you could switch that up and find a different movement that's working through that same range of motion.
And that's the knowledge.
Attain the reps, the volume, the intensity without that pain. And like you said, that's that knowledge. And that call comes down to the continued education after too. Like me, that's the thing too. Always trying to learn more. That's a big thing.
Huge. What else are you doing?
Yeah. It's like you think you know stuff, and then all of a sudden, like, Baxter gives me more stuff to learn. And I'm like, fuck, I know nothing. I love this. And then I search more stuff out on that. And I'm like, cool, I love this. I really don't know shit. I only know what I know.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. People are like, dude, you know so much. And it's like,
I
know what I know. Yeah. Like, but there's also a lot that I don't fucking know, which is cool. Because, like, that's another thing that I fucking hate is I got really passionate with that. Because Yeah, dude. No. When somebody fucking asks you a question, you don't know the fucking answer. Say you don't know.
Say it.
Say you don't know. But guess what? Be a good enough coach. Get a network going for yourself to then be able to refer them out to get the right answer. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
I'm not going to be able to answer every single question that comes to me, but I do have nutrition homies who can answer a question that I trust in. I do have, you know, physical therapist people on my side that I trust in, a chiropractor, you know, all these other things that I can reach out to and refer people to, or at least get an answer from my coach, Kyle Baxter, the kinesiologist expert, and freaking all this stuff. Like, I don't know, have those resources and don't answer a question you don't know. Cause I feel like you just get more respect. Like,
1,000%. Because if you think you know, and then they go find out you don't.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then that's being honest with someone too. If someone came to me and it's like, hey, listen, I know this. You know what I mean? I know this over here. But if you need X, Y, and Z, if you need nutrition and shit like that, I got someone for you. I'm not going to sit here and fill you up with some bullshit to make myself look better and then it doesn't work for you. What makes me look better is you getting results, not me telling you I know shit that I don't actually know.
Yeah. You know? I literally just did this and like, not that long, like 2 months ago. So my mom had a friend at her work, right? A big, big triathlon athlete.
Nice.
And they came to me and were like, hey, you know, I'm looking for coaching and stuff. And I thought they wanted, you know, some strength and conditioning stuff. And I was like, yeah, I could definitely get you in the gym and work on some stuff here. But they wanted more coaching and like running and like all this stuff, right? And that's not my field. So what did I do? I did some research for that person and found who I believe to be probably one of the most trustworthy people here in Minnesota to do it for her and referred her out. And then now me and him are homies and stuff. So I don't know. Oh, kind of
perfect.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, I'm not going to say I know how to do all this. Like, I understand running mechanics, but I also am not somebody who's going to get you to that point, and I know that myself. Mm. So, hey, be humble.
Yeah, that's the beautiful part. Because like you just said, dude, it's the connection. You know, because then once that running guy needs someone, skate, whatever the fuck, boom.
Or his runners need strength and conditioning and shit. And he's
that's
like,
the, hey, the whatever the fuck that my mind didn't pick up. Because I was like, I know, skate.
I know. I got you. That's why I'm here, bro. Come on now.
Yeah. Speaking the language or whatever the fuck means strength and conditioning.
Yeah. Yep. I knew where it was going. Nah, it's all interesting, man. I don't know. It's cool because go ahead.
I was going to say, we just get in our own way with, because I'm specifically thinking about times that I've tried to even like help others, people I'm friends with that are new into the training game. And I'm just things I've learned, and it's not like I'm just trying, bro, don't. It's like, dude, honestly, your heart's in the right place, but you're wrong with that information you're telling people. And then it's like, nah, blah, 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 blah. It's like, listen, this isn't a debate. I'm telling you, that's not where your glutes are, and your glutes aren't lighting up when you're doing that. I'm just, it's not like I'm trying to give you an opinion. I'm not trying to debate you. I'm trying to tell you a factual thing about anatomy, and the way it works, bro. Like, that's it. But no, you can't, some people you just can't tell. At least in the beginning, until they really go learn. Or I get it. You know, they go learn from someone who's not their friend from high school. They go learn from someone who has the what's the word? The attention of, like, being that educator. So I get it. You know, I've learned to not take offense to it because I used to. But now it's, I get it. You know, until we're like, oh, XSF, you know, then motherfuckers are going to be like, oh, I'll listen to anything you say. Like, right now, it's like, yeah.
We're
right,
already man. That, dude. You know why? Because I wake up every morning, I'm like, oh, XSF.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, some other motherfuckers are like, yeah, right, bro. Like, look at me. Like, would you listen to me sometimes?
Come on, no. You ain't stopping us. Nah, no, but,
you know, but that's the thing. Like, if you're a trainer listening to this, just put you a new train. At least take information, you know what I mean? And find out. Go find out. That's the number one thing, is go. Don't assume it. It's like, if you have an idea that's going to challenge someone else's information they're telling you, don't just think you're right, they're right, whatever. Go find out. Go look into it yourself then. All right, so don't just sit there with like, nah, I feel it. I'm telling you, if I bend over more in a adduction machine, I'm going to feel my glutes more. I'm telling you. No, you just did 100 reps and your external rotators under your glutes are feeling it, not your actual glutes. Mm-hmm. But what do you want me to tell? I don't know how to explain that, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, because if homeboy's jacked, homeboy's going to go, I can get jacked.
Out there.
Exactly. Yeah. And find out, like, literally, if anyone tells you anything, don't just, all right, go, unless you know already, like, you looked into it, now there's some new, you know, coming up, like, hey, I got new information. Like, I did that 3 weeks ago, bro, I'm past you. Yeah, you know, and like, as you dive in, you find out. Otherwise, you're just you're doing a disservice to you and your client by not finding out. You know, this human body shit is crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's why, like, I trip out on people, like, on the whole, like, starting coaching and then, like, starting coaching in the online coaching space. Like, I think, tough. Yeah, I think being out in a gym and, because, like, before I even thought about going online, you know, I was doing stuff in the military, you know, running through stuff with my platoon constantly, all this stuff in person. And then I got out and I was working in person. And I started my own business was in person. I did all the Hamlin stuff with the strength conditioning, all the athletes at Hamlin in person way before I ever thought about going online. And I could not imagine trying to go online straight out of, like, a cert or something. Like, what the that just blows my mind. But it's just like the world we live in, though. Because it's like, of course, me and you, we're in the, well.
I get what you're saying. But I also think that's just an excuse for people to make money being online. And it's easier to just wake up every day, go to your computer, check in, and that's it. Like, some clients do that have a good, like, training age that they just need direction, easy. Mm-hmm. But the majority of the people, they need that in person. And plus, I don't know. I think you feel sick. Like, in person to me is just, you get it's that. Best, you can see their face. You read their facial expressions, what they really like, actually how many reps they really could do. Not like, because like me, when I work out, I could be warming up and my facial expressions look like I'm lifting the world. Like, it's the I noticed that. Like, oh. I'm so dramatic in my facial expressions. Like, I could be warming up, deadlifting 225 and act like I'm about to do my 405 reps. Like, my face looks like...
That's the training you've had getting yourself into that.
Yeah, that yeah. Mode. And but, yeah. Like, I know that about myself. So now think, if you have other clients, you don't... Like, how do you know? You know what I mean? How do you actually know till you're with them? Doing some shit. That's the tough part about online is like, you got to get those reps and to really understand how someone's working through things, what their meaning of RPE is or RIR, like how many more reps they really have in the tank, how far they push themselves, all these things, what they do in between sets. Are they the one that's going to, if you give them like, yo, a minute break, they're on Instagram for 3 minutes because the rest time matters. Like all the shit we do. You know, and to me, that's how you find that out is you spend some time with them in person. You know what I mean?
Nah,
going right online is sketchy. Mm-hmm. Sketchy. Like you said, it's the world we live in because we have, that's the thing I think we forget. Yeah, we have access to the internet, but it's not like outside fucking doesn't exist anymore. We're not there yet. We're not in the dystopian future that I think might occur where outside doesn't exist. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah. Not yet. Fucking hopefully gone waiting for that. Yeah. Peace.
Fuck that. I'll be like Neo. I'm gonna be like Neo, bro. You fighting those things.
Me and Luby, I hear the one dude's fighting these fucking just robots. Fucking shit.
Beating things.
We're also in the metaverse fucking jacking each other off and fucking
be jerking each other off. Bro. We can't be skating.
Bro, I don't know. Who knows? Weird shit could go on in the metaverse. Really do whatever you want.
Yeah, bro. I never used to be gay before I got in the metaverse. Now I just jerk dudes off.
But now I'm not gay, man. It's just virtual, man. Hey.
It ain't gay if it's virtual.
Oh, we probably just pissed some people off. I don't care. Whatever. Oof. All right, so.
About what?
Fuck, I don't know. dang it. I'm trying to bring it back. Okay, so. When it comes to in person for you, and like coaching somebody, what is it that obviously the connection is a huge thing for me. Like just being able to be there, talking to this person, seeing them kind of because you start to get to know you really if you care, you start to get to know your client. You're asking them questions about their life and all this stuff because what you're getting is feedback. You're getting info into their life a little bit more. And that's like one of the biggest things I love about it is not only am I making a connection, I'm also able to be very analytical about like what I'm hearing and like, okay, this person doesn't say they're stressed, but then I listen to their life and I see how they move and it's kind of not lining up. So then I can change programming up a little bit, give them maybe a little bit different homework for the week, you know, whatever the case may be. I think that's one of my favorite parts is just the connection and then just learning more about that person. What would you agree with that? Or what would you say yours is?
It's exactly that because like I've come to realize like I truly love humans, love human connection. It's the it's the humans that aren't doing some things. Like when I go to Epcot in Florida and see 30-something-year-old humans being pushed around on a fucking cart because they're so goddamn obese they can't walk is when I get nuts. But if it's a human trying to get better at being physically fit, I love it. So I love the connection immediately. I don't have to get through any mental phase gymnastics of trying to not hate people, you know?
Yeah, but that's instant.
That's the part I love is the connection. You get to know people. You really, truly, if you're about it, you get to be a catalyst in a life of change. And if you think about it, the way we are now all know, because science has finally proved it, and that's what our God is, the science. It's the number one thing we believe, is that literally it's all connected in the sense of like the way you treat your body physically with what you eat and movement and sleep is going to affect your mind state and vice versa. So literally you could look at it like what we do as strength condition, physically helping people is mentally helping them too. In a mental health sense of like, not saying, hey, yo, instead of therapy, go to the gym, but it literally will help. If you are obese and you're not anymore and you're feeling confident again, all that shit, you're feeling stronger. You got kids and it used to be a task to, you know, play with your kid after work. And now it's not like, those are great feelings, and that's something we could be part of. And that's the part that I truly love is when people are like, yo, you get those random messages like that. That's the shit. You know, or like people that work with you, and then they, life happened, whatever, we split up, and then they're still doing it. Like, they weren't doing that before they met you. And after they met you, they change their whole shit around with movement. That's so gangster to me. And I'm not saying you take full credit as the coach, but you at least had a you were involved in that change. You know what I mean? You were the vehicle for them. Sure. Yeah, it's definitely the part I love, the connection. You could still have a dope connection, I think, on online coaching. It just honestly now just takes a lot for the other person. The other person, the client, has to be in it, like heavy. Because I've myself come across it, you know, in the beginning, it sounds really good. Like, oh, I want to lose all this weight, blah, 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 blah. Go through the assessments, the whole spiel, the whole thing where it seems like everyone's on. Mm-hmm. A week in with a check-in. Oh, this happened. No problem. Life happens, you know, another week. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's no talk at all. You know, messages are read, not answered. It's like, okay,
nothing.
You like to pay me and then talk about it. And then that's it. I get it. But now if there's an in-person setup at a gym, that's like a, there's more restriction for someone to just quit that. Cause what are you going to stop showing up to the gym at all? You know, things like that. But if it's online, you just stop answering questions. You could even block me and I don't even exist to you anymore. And that whole little phase of you trying to change your life doesn't exist, you know? Mm-hmm. So
that's a solid point to make. It's, I don't know, dude. I think that's why I'm just so happy we're doing it the way we're doing it. Cause I mean, we're building something pretty dope to make sure that this is all taken care of when it comes to the online sector. I mean, we already do this for our online clients as of now. It's just, like you said, it's just harder to keep somebody as accountable, or at least like yourself. Cause I know like, if I have to go somewhere and be somewhere, like it's usually blocked out in my schedule. But like if I'm training at home, right? Or if I'm training at the gym I work at, like that's blocked out in my schedule. It kind of has to be to fit it in. But if I'm off and, you know I have stuff to get done that day and I also need to lift, it's a lot easier to put that lift off and just not hold myself accountable because it's right there, but I'm also in my home. And I think that's like the hardest part probably for like a client, from a client perspective and stuff. Yeah, man, I'm excited for what we got coming out because I think some of the stuff we're working on with our website's gonna knock all this out for everybody. Yeah,
for sure. Even like you see a lot. I see a lot of people in gyms using the follow along YouTube. Like, not even, I don't know if it's on YouTube, but I'll peep some screens sometimes, and you just see some of the and you can see the movements they're doing because you just watch them. You don't have to watch their screen, and it's like, wow, a lot of people just getting cheated. That's the way I feel about it. Like, there's a lot of, like, follow-along workouts that people put together, and it's, you're just cheating people. You're just having people do flutter kicks and a bunch of other bullshit for an hour. And it's literally, like, just so they can literally go, I feel good I worked out today. When it's like,
I moved.
That's a, yeah, it's a good thing that you're moving, but all those flutter kicks might give you some back pain later, and you might want to not come to the gym. You don't know it's the flutter kicks. You just think it's working out, and you think working out's not good for you.
I think my bone to pick with it all, like, when it comes down to that, is, like, they're getting people to move, but there's like falsification behind it. It's like 30 minute ab burner, like get you know, like it's always some like crazy title to go along with it. And it, like, I get it. Like, it's like the clickbaiting and like whatever the fuck it is, like the way that people play the social media game and shit. But like, if we're going to drop a follow along, it's going to be very specific. Like, here's a fucking skate warm up. Here's a very specific like core warm up before you skateboard. Like, it's not going to be general masses like, hey, you're a couch potato, come do this fucking warm up right here. Cause I know for damn sure that person isn't going to be as athletic as the skateboarder. So I would not have them doing that same fucking warm up for anything or whatever. Like, it wouldn't be the case. So I think that's my biggest bone to pick with that is like, yeah, I get the clickbaiting, but like, at least if you're going to fucking do it toward people that like you actually, you know, can not necessarily might not give the best like value to through like a workout like you're talking about, but at least like identify this isn't for the general masses or this is for somebody who's been training for a little bit. And so that person who's sitting on their couch and wants to get feeling better, doesn't hop on YouTube, sees that and then just jumps into it because I think that's what's best for them. You know, I think there just needs to be more. And that comes down to what we were talking about earlier with the whole coaching thing, the way other coaches look at stuff, education, experience, you know, all that. And, dude, fuck, half the time you look at those follow-along workouts you're watching, those people aren't even certified in anything. Like, they're just people who fucking work out and, like, look good themselves. No, so they're just dropping these videos, and people are like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it too.
The best is they're like – 21-year-old female who just has great genetics, who was like skinny at 15. So that's the picture. Mm-hmm. That's the best lately, right? The 10-year challenge. Bro, you were 12. You're 32. I hope there's a change.
Do you know how fucking
if there's not, you're Benjamin Button or you got a disease. You know what I mean? Like, why are you showing transformation pics?
Yeah.
What?
We all could do that, bro.
Bro.
Fucking 12-year-old.
This is me coming out of the womb. This is me 32.
170.
Come on. Like, when did this happen? These new transformation pics. You want to see transformation? How about drowning in a couch on pills in fucking jail, and now I'm on the Upper East Side. You want to talk about transfer? I got a little egotistical right there, but like, Jesus fucking Christ. How many times you see these? The girl who's 12 years old in one picture, she's 22 now, and she wants to tell everyone how to change her ass. How about you age 10 years? Jesus fucking Christ. Like, what are you talking about? I see that all the time.
Another transformation video in 10 years?
Well,
I doubt it, bitch. Because
you're going to be 52 now, bitch. You ain't going to show no one shit.
And the way you training ain't gonna work. Well,
thanks. Oh, it's crazy
God,
though.
Damn it, how this turned into a roasting episode?
Fuck it,
fuck it, dude. It's good times.
Bro, it's crazy though.
But
like
no,
you
it's
see that all the time,
though, dude. You see that so, JoJo, my wife. I love that she knows to vent shit through me first before she does anything, because like she and I had to tell her because like we're working really hard because like I mean she had two fucking kids. It's been crazy, and like now she's like she's ready to take a hold of that part of her life again. And like she's always like, oh, you know, on TikTok I saw this girl explain to do RDLs like this and blah blah blah. And I was like, whoa,
same girl my client showed me and I blew up.
Yeah, I was like, whoa babe, hold on one sec. I'm the coach, right? Okay, these people are not your coach. Second, do you see I showed her like what her back was doing? Because it was like that RDL where like they try to like bend their knees just a little bit more and they like go fully to the ground because it's like they think that like that range of motion is where they need to get to.
While they're bending their knees, reducing their range of motion to hit the muscles they're trying to actually hit. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what I was explaining. And then I had her stand up and I was like, do that once. And she's like, okay, I feel it. And I was like, all right, cool. Of course you're going to fucking feel it. Like you're fucking bending over in that sense, shooting the hips back. I was like, all right, now do this. And I had her, you know, keep those knees just like a soft bend, but not fucking extensively into like a squat almost. And I had her do it, and she was only able to go like mid shin, but she was like, oh God, that's a stretch. And I was like, yeah, that's there we go. So always mention it through me. And like, I see it firsthand. It's always out there. It's out there. It's out there.
Dude,
when I started lifting, bro, like I started this way when I was in the military and like I was going through, because I was always just fit walking in the military. I was able to get like a 300 PT score right off the rip, whatever. And I was just from skating. I was just a skinny ass kid. So fucking running push-ups and sit-ups were nothing. Like it was just my body weight was nothing.
Excuse me.
So I was like, okay, I want to start lifting. You know, I'm only 120 fucking pounds. I probably should gain some weight, dude. I'm 18. Like I probably should gain some fucking weight, bro. I'm going to get my ass beat one of these days because I don't take shit, but I'm also not going to be able to do shit if I'm this small. So I was like, all right, what do I do? And I was like, all right, we'll start lifting. So who did I find on fucking YouTube? Jeff Nibber, dude. You know, he's like, what I.
Well, I went to him in the beginning.
Yeah. But what I liked though is he did like,
the science.
Before I like, because this was before I even got into a cert, I learned a bunch of science from him before I even hopped into my cert, which was tight. But then I bought one of his programs. And
that's
I
when it
like,
gets south.
But yeah, bro.
Because the info he puts out is good, but then you buy a program from him. Who's that other asshole? Joey Swole. I bought a fucking program from that jerk off one time. I swear to God, I was like, I don't really want to give him the attention, bro. And the guy's got like, you just sit there, you're like, you fucking boom.
Yeah.
At the end of every meal, the email he sends, he goes, boom. Relax, buddy.
Whoa,
dude. Jesus
Nah,
Christ.
But seriously, like, that's the thing is, like, I bought that because I know how it feels. I bought that program. I was going through it. I was like, yeah, I'm getting fucking stronger, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, God damn, why does my body hurt, bro? My body hurts. And it's because I probably shouldn't have had a fucking barbell on my hands trying to bench more than I weigh, bro. I probably shouldn't have been doing that.
Shouldn't have had a barbell, period. Hey.
Yeah, exactly. So that's moral of the story is, hey, we've all fucking been there, right? We've all been there. But like, I think it's time that we start vetting out this shit and getting down to what matters. And I think the biggest thing to realize is like, we're all so individual. And if you can get with a coach and, you know, run through a movement assessment of some kind and just learn yourself how your body moves. Even if you don't have necessarily the money to, let's say, hire a coach, at least if, you know, me, somebody like me and Lou, hey, we offer free consultations, by the way, where we can do this movement assessment for you. A little shameless plug. But, you know, then, you know, we're going to give you the information of how you move, what we think would be best for you. And then let's say you can't sign up or whatever. At least from that point, you can go out and look for more information that's geared toward you and what you should be doing.
Well, and you could also come to us, you know, do an assessment. And then if you can't afford like the in-depth training, at least purchase a customized program based off of your assessment. Yes. So at least if you're going to go in the gym, you're actually going to get a customized program based off how your body operates in the world. Boom. And then you go use it. And then, hey, if you do have questions on that, you come get coaching. Otherwise, at least if you're going to go buy a program, it's not from some fucking, it's thought out.
It's at least it's geared toward you. And that's what we offer. Let's mention that real quick. So like me and Lou, we've been talking a lot lately about how can we help more people? Cause we get, sometimes money's tight and you might not be able to fit that monthly bill of coaching, right? So we've opened up session packages. We have, remind me, Lou, we got 4, 8, and 12.
You get 4 a month, 8 a month, 12 a month. It's either typically once a week, twice a week, or three times a week.
Three times a week, exactly. So we got that option. And then also we have what Lou was mentioning, where we have our free consultation, right? You come in, you get your consultation, we'll do a little bit of a movement assessment with you, go from there. And then let's say you don't want to sign up for monthly coaching. Let's say you don't even really know if you have the funds to do the other side of it and get some session packages. Well, we also offer you a personalized program. Boom. One time payment. Sure. Give us about 72 hours to get that to you, and then boom, good to go. You have a program that at least then you can use. And guess what? It's not just words. Every actual exercise name has a hyperlink to a video that then you can watch. So essentially, it's like you're getting coached with us anyway. So we have a ton of options right now for anybody out there who's looking at, you know, doing this for them and, you know, wanting to do it based off of their body and their individual needs. We got you. We're the place to go. Shameless plug to end the episode, because let's get you all in here if you're down.
I also personally offer free training to any single parents, but your kid's got to be under 18.
Say less.
That's Lou.
Say less.
Unless you're really rich. Like if you're a single parent because your other one died and you happen to have acquired a ton of money, I don't want to hear no shit. If you're a single parent that's going through it and you want to be healthier, that's when I got you, because that's the way I live. I need proof that you're struggling. It's fucking weird as that sounds.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could tell. What a good guy. Louis is such a good guy. Louis. Never mind. I'm not going to say
I just can't stand people in the fitness world that pull bullshit. And if honestly, if I make enough money off this finger, the only time I charge is for XSF.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, and
was that recorded? Shit. People be sitting here, hit me up for free all the time. They're going to start having kids just to get trained for free. claiming people, other kids, claiming other people's kids on their income tax. That's what people are gonna be doing with me. I got a kid.
Stop.
Like, shit, what did I just do? Just open up a book of worms or a bag of worms or whatever that's called.
We'll see how that goes for you. All right, everybody. Have a good day.